Listen to these recommendations by these amazing people. Here's what they have to say about the promise of surfing rainbows. This is what the barefoot doctor said about the promise of surfing rainbows. The promise of surfing rainbows is one of the most fabulous metaphors for mindfully manifesting miracles I've ever seen, instantly leading you into the flow of life. The barefoot doctor is a renowned expert in the field of energy disciplines. This is what Deirdre Bounds said about the promise of surfing rainbows. Believe in yourself, even if no one else does. The promise of surfing rainbows will help you to find the power and passion within yourself to create a life beyond your wildest dreams. Deirdre Bounds recovered from ruinous addictions to build a company without any commercial training. Within 10 years, she sold her company for millions of pounds. This is what Andy Hamilton said to us. It's never too late to be happier than you are now. Let the promise of surfing rainbows show you how. At the age of 72, Andy Hamilton recorded his first album called Silvershine, which became the biggest-selling UK jazz album of the year. This is what Gary Eastwood said. Let life get better. Let the promise of surfing rainbows take you each step of the way. Gary Eastwood came from a tough upbringing where money was tight. Gary turned £100 into a £20 million business, enjoys a full family life and competitively races GT cars as a hobby. This is what Sophie Turner said to us about the promise of surfing rainbows. Whether you're looking for a job for the first time, currently out of work, or maybe at the senior level of the corporate or legal ladder, the promise of surfing rainbows will boost your energy, drive, enthusiasm, and also improve your self-confidence and self-respect, encouraging others to have more confidence, respect, and belief in you too. Sophie Turner has over 10 years' experience as the head of learning and development for two global law firms. This is what Bernie Siegel said about the promise of surfing rainbows. The promise of surfing rainbows contains many helpful ideas and information for people seeking to heal their lives and wounds. Bernie Siegel, MD, is the international best-selling author of a series of books that includes research on the impact of love and laughter on the immune system. He shares true stories of many so-called terminally ill patients who have achieved remissions and cures. This is what Robert Evans said about the promise of surfing rainbows. If what you really want is the best relationship possible with each and every person that is in your life or that comes into your life, then surfing rainbows will help you to achieve exactly that. Quote by Robert Evans, master teacher and an expert on relationship building. This is what Brian Jones said to us. There are powerful ideas and strategies in the promise of surfing rainbows on how to achieve any dream you've ever dreamed. Read, enjoy, but more than anything, be sure to apply. Brian Jones is the first balloonist to circumnavigate the globe non-stop. This is what Dawn Riley said to us. The promise of surfing rainbows makes it easier than you might think to go from doubting yourself to trusting your own judgment. Dawn Riley is one of the best known sailors worldwide. This is what Billy Baxter said to us. It's easy to give up hope and let your self-esteem spiral downwards when things seem to go wrong. The promise of surfing rainbows can help you to reignite the passion in yourself, your life, and in achieving your own ambitions and releasing what you know to be your own true potential. Billy Baxter is a former soldier who was blinded in service whilst in Bosnia. He has run marathons while blind, enjoys horse riding, and he is also a motorcycle stuntman. This is what Liz Murray said about the promise of surfing rainbows. When things just seem so bad, or like they can't get any worse, start surfing rainbows. Quote by Liz Murray, who was made homeless at 15 when her mother died of AIDS. She supported herself and her sister while going to school and was accepted to Harvard University in 2000. Liz now has graduated with a degree in psychology. This is what Mo Chaudhry said to us about the promise of surfing rainbows. Success can come to you regardless of your background or current circumstances. Once you've read, understood, and applied the concepts in the promise of surfing rainbows, you will be able to use this information to reach your dreams too. Mo Chaudhry was unable to speak a word of English when he first arrived in England. After daily encounters with racism and being bullied, he left school with just one O-level exam pass. Today, he runs an empire worth £60 million. This is what William Tiller said to us. Utilising the promise of surfing rainbows diligently with strongly focused intention can yield results. The quote by William A. Tiller, PhD. William Tiller has been a consultant to government and industry. He has 5 patents issued and is the author of 7 books, 425 publications, and 2 DVDs. This is what Jeff Thompson said to us about the promise of surfing rainbows. Having spent until the age of 32 working in the wrong jobs, married to the wrong partner, driving the wrong car and living the wrong life, I can categorically tell you that the wonderful message from Surfing Rainbows that you can love your life and that you can live your dreams is not only inspirational, it is also deadly accurate. As a young working class man, I was told by my peers that people like us do not become artists. They do not write books, and they certainly do not have films made about their life. I was also told that my very small reality was the only reality, and that I should be grateful for my meagre lot. Tired of living a lie and depressed by my life in the lower echelons of thought, I decided to prove folklore wrong. Convinced there must be more to life, I decided to become a martial arts instructor, and was later polled as the number one self-defense instructor in the world by Black Belt magazine USA. I then followed this out by living another dream, the dream of becoming a writer. I wrote my first book in a factory toilet where I was hired to sweep floors. My world was so small that I did not even know anyone that owned a typewriter, so the odds against my success were so minute that they didn't even attract official odds. And yet that first book, Watch My Back, still went on to become a Sunday Times bestseller, a BAFTA-winning short film, Brown Paper Bag, a £2 million BIFA-nominated feature film, Clubbed, that premiered in London, Birmingham and Paris, and an Oscar long-listed half-hour film called Romans 1220. I am an ordinary person. Let us have no doubt about that. So if I can attract an amazing life, I know that anyone can do it. I wish I'd have known about surfing rainbows way back when I started. It would have saved me a lot of time. I love these beautifully presented books and I love this inspirational message, and I highly recommend this work to anyone wanting to live a successful life. And that was Jeff Thompson.